So how did this idea, how to do a one-person show, how did that come all about?
Well, it's funny because last year, I did a show. It was my first time doing Solo Nova with Jennifer Conley-Darling. And she and, you know, the rest of her team there at the Terra Nova Collective were really happy with the piece that I created. And, you know, we maintained a relationship afterwards. And she suggested me coming back. And I have a bunch of other shows that I have, and I thought, oh, maybe I could bring back, you know, some of my shows in my repertoire that I haven't done in a while, or something that was well received, but that, you know, didn't get like another chance at going on the board at a festival or whatever. But then I suggested, oh, well, I could always write something new. I like, you know, a challenge. It was better, actually better to create something new anyway. And she's like, great, well, let's do that. And that was something that was discussed, but then it wasn't like a real full possibility until February when I got the phone call. So I just recently, at the same time, started teaching the art of solo performance at different universities, the drama departments at different universities on the East Coast. You know, I've been down to Florida, I'm up upstate New York, different SUNY colleges. And so I started, you know, I was thinking about that process because I'm rather new to teaching, and so I'm always trying to figure out how to convey the ideas behind it. And, you know, so it was a process for me, just the idea of teaching. So I was struggling with that at the same time. And I thought, oh, okay, I've done all these other shows and they fit these certain genres within the solo performance structure. I kind of fulfilled all those different genres. And I thought, okay, well, I've done one like this and, you know, an autobiographical one and one that was like sketch original characters and one that was characters based on real life. And, so I thought, oh, gee, I've kind of covered the gamut as far as different genres of solo performance. Maybe this new show can be about what I'm, quote-unquote, struggling with and or, you know, experiencing in my life. I tend to pull from my life experiences, especially lately. And that's how that came up. And, in fact, it's funny how it's actually developing. I've had all these ideas about, you know, implementing, you know, more people in the show and having a band and a big opening number. And I was, you know, I often work with a composer lyricist and can have some original music written. But due to the time constraints, all these ideas are somewhat, you know, not available to me at this time. And so I now it's become like the idea of how a one person show could possibly present itself. And then other ideas coming up. Well, I can do this. Okay, well, that's not going to happen, so I'll try this. So it's very meta.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's kind of like happening as I write. It's kind of writing itself based on that itself being the object of the story. If it makes any sense to you.
Absolutely. Absolutely. How do you want this performance to affect people?
How do I want it to affect people?
Uh-huh.
Well, I want it, first of all, to be entertaining. I have to admit that, you know, oftentimes my last couple shows I have created over a period of time. They've kind of developed first from a monologue and then, you know, into something else I was working on. And then all of a sudden I start finding a recurrent theme and then they shift and I start molding them to fit within the theme. And then, you know, so they were based on, they developed over a period of time up to 1.5, 2 years even, you know, certain, depending on where they started the reading, and then I do a couple workshops, and I invite it here, and then I work with a different director, or maybe a same director, but I'm still kind of adding more material, taking material away. My director acts as a kind of dramaturg in the process. Where this is now, like, literally, I have a time constraint, and because I've written so many before, I thought, okay, well, let me face this challenge and write this piece in a different way. Like, I have to almost speed up the process. But it's also a totally different process because it's not like art, you know, or some kind of, I mean, it's still art, but it's like art oftentimes it comes to you and then you're like, oh, I want to write about this thing. And then you kind of you ponder it for a while and then you think about, you know, where the conflicts and the ideas coming up based on that theme or that thing that, you know, is resonant with you at that particular time in your life or whatever. Whereas this is like, okay, write a show. And so I have to think about, like, you know, what are my strengths as a performer? Well, I'm a comedian. You know, it's really my strength, although a lot of my work can be dark, and the comedy comes out anyway, but a lot of my themes can be a little bit more dramatic, serious, however you want to word it. So this is for me, it's like, you know what, let me go back to my roots, you know, which was these being able to develop characters, being able to kind of share a story that's has a lot of energy to it. And you know, it's kind of like pulls in the audience in a way that's like, hey, we're all, you know, sitting by a campfire telling stories. And like, you know, what's your story? Well, my story's this. And so there's kind of like a pacing, like a fast pacing to it, like an eagerness to share. So I feel like I want it to affect the audience in that way. Like they're kind of invited into this, you know, this kind of kula. They call it kusha in yoga, like a community of like, hey, we're all like-minded people. And I want us all to kind of be on the same page and feel comfortable and feel relaxed and feel excited to be alive and, you know, kind of receive this message, which is like, hey, because I'm not sure, I can't imagine that everyone in the audience is going there to learn how to do a one-person show. But at the same time, they are there and they're human. And I always think of the strength, the best one-person shows display the humanity of an individual. Like it's a place for them to kind of witness their humanity through someone else's story, I guess.
Okay. For people that liked your previous work, like with When Thoughts Attack, would they feel the same way about this production? Is this kind of like a production that if someone likes your older stuff, they'll like this? Or who do you think will get the most out of this performance?
I think that anyone that knows, I mean, very limited. I'd like to think there's a bigger audience, but as with anyone that knows my work, I don't think they'll be shocked. They won't be like, what's this? Shelley's doing something completely different. I think it's almost like a wrapping up of all that I've done up until this point, which is strong character work, original sketch kind of like character work, very Saturday Night Live-y, you know, some of that will come up. But also, more importantly, I think it really is resonant from my most recent show, When Thoughts Attack. I think that people who've seen that will understand and appreciate this show in the sense of it's you know, very, like, as I get older, you know, I have a clear sense of my voice and what my point of view is on something. So it is, like, it's very tangential, you know, go off on tangents, but it's all, insofar as to explain where I'm trying to go with this. Like, okay, are you with me? Are you with me? There we go. Okay, we're on the same page here. Kind of like, I guess, how a stand-up comic who has a strong voice, who does long a show that's longer than, you know, a 10-minute set, you know, to kind of take a person on a journey. In other words, it's not like highly theatrical. There's not going to be a huge, long period where there's a fourth wall up or not using, you know, all these theatrical devices like tons of light, like you, or a big set. Not that we've access to a big set anyway. But in other words, you know, every performer I think in this festival is kind of like the 54 different from the next. So there's, you know, puppetry, or there can be strong character work or a very strong story, like a personal story of someone that they went through something and they came out the other side alive, you know, very personal, kind of serious. So it's not any of those things. It's more like a entertaining, maybe probably like 40 minutes of the possibility of, you know, what art can be. Is that?
Yeah.
Tongue-in-cheek. It's kind of like tongue-in-cheek, a little bit sarcastic at times, you know, about what like the expectation of one person shows. I mean, I myself, you know, if I go to see one person show, I pray that it's something that I'm interested in because, you know, you can be stuck there for 45 minutes to an hour having to listen to something. Maybe you're like,
yeah,
you know, you only have that one person to kind of look, you know, to kind of hear, listen to, vocal tone of their voice, what they look like. So I address these things in my performance.